You are listening to the audio production of Fix Your Eyes, How Our Study of God Shapes Our Worship of Him by Amy Gannett, published by B&H Publishing Group. This book is read by Charity Spencer. To my dad, for cultivating my love for theology over endless cups of coffee on the deck. Introduction. The necessary marriage of theology and worship. As I often tell my students, theology is for doxology and devotion. That is, the praise of God and the practice of godliness. Theology is at its healthiest when it is consciously under the eye of the God of whom it speaks, and when it is singing to His glory. J.I. Packer. You are a theologian. He spoke calmly into the silent classroom. Something about the thin, round glasses hanging on the end of the professor's nose and the bow tie neatly tucked beneath his white collar made him feel all the more believable and made my eyes widen in surprise. It was my first day of Bible school, and I was sitting in my very first class. While freshman year held a host of uncomfortable, nervous, and intimidating moments, this one will always be etched in my mind. His voice reverberated with age, experience, and authority, and his words struck my timid heart with surprise and self-doubt. "You are a theologian," he repeated. I gulped. At just 19 years old, I could name several theologians, most of them dead, and the fact that I could name them made me actually quite proud. Unlike my peers in high school youth group, I had developed a young knack for reading theological texts. I spent my weekends immersed in systematic theologies, books on the end times, and C.S. Lewis classics. I was so cool, I know. I could name famous theologians throughout history and theologians alive today, but my own name never made the list. After letting us shift nervously in our seats for a few moments, my professor went on to explain what he meant. He told us that theology, for all the complexities we assign it, has a rather simple definition: the study of God. Or, put even more plainly, theology is what we know and believe about God. And, he insisted, that meant something significant for us. It meant that even we, dweeby little 18 and 19-year-olds, were theologians. We had beliefs about God, and those very beliefs were the content of our theology. Whether we had picked up on subtle teaching over the years past or studied doctrine intentionally, each of us had a theology, which meant that before we had taken a single class, sat for a single exam, or written a single paper, or even enrolled in Bible school, each of us was a theologian. "You already are a theologian," he continued to insist. "But are you a good one?" My professor's words hung in the air like the sticky humidity of that Midwestern September day. My stomach dropped. My mouth went dry. The intended results of his words taking full form. I had never considered myself a theologian. In fact, I was in that very classroom, enrolled in that very Theology 101 class in order to become a theologian. I wanted to learn from the professional Christians, dedicating 4 years of my young life to studying theology in hopes that I might incrementally grow into someone who could maybe, possibly, someday consider myself a theologian. And yet there I was, precisely 6 minutes into my academic career, being told that I had been a theologian all along, and suddenly questioning the quality of what I truly believed. Now, maybe you've never set foot in a seminary classroom. Maybe it's on your bucket list, or maybe the very idea intimidates you. Maybe you are listening to this because you're already into theology and you like reading books about it. Or maybe you are listening to this because you're wondering if you could be into theology, and this is your first attempt to dip your toe in its waters. Regardless of where you sit on this particular day, a wheeled work chair at a corporation, a rocking chair in a nursery, a plastic seat in a classroom, a friend's sofa you're crashing on for a bit while you figure out your next step in life, there's something you and I have in common. We have some set of beliefs when it comes to God, and those beliefs matter. They matter because they form and inform a thousand tiny
Sample complete. Ready to continue?